Tell me, how does it feel living that good life? Never like, ever really when, have to think twice about who you step on.
It did
just play the breakaway.
As I expected, I thought it was gonna hurt. She was like,
yes, and it was.
New was born. No, but wait, babes go through the same thing. If anything, that's the default for y'all. Sindo?
No.
Like, for you, like, pod is in, by the way. For y'all, you, like, check out of a relationship, like, 10 months before you actually leave the nigga's house.
Any statistics here, she's like, a dog or something, like, a
general. Okay, what's the statistic?
I don't know.
Okay, how do you break up with a nigga?
But I think for me, that was, but not 10 months.
Like, how long?
Yeah. 2 months, maybe. Yeah. Like, you're in it, but you're just kind of visibly seeing what's wrong with it. So it breaks your heart as time goes. So, you know, this is the end. Alafu, like, yeah,
and in this period of time, uh-huh. Like, ni how long? When is that part your estimate?
2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
And these 2 months, you're still going out on dates with this nigga.
Yeah.
You're still fucking
you're hanging
this
out. In, yeah.
You're just fucking a friend and hanging out.
So what? Yeah. This is like a friendship type situation.
No, no, you're in a relationship. Like, una hold on. Like, the little bit of hope, like, something can change.
Maybe. Kesha tamka kuwa better person.
Yeah, but sasa.
But you know,
Kesha tamka na kuwa better person.
That's the exact same thing I was nini going through.
Yeah. It makes sense.
You identify as a
woman. Like, I was like, you know how it happened? I was just like, what the fuck is, if my mom hears I'm going through this, you know, yeah, I hit you some, okay, so you come,
bartend,
yeah, so, and it was actually like a very simple thing that mm-hmm. sent me over the edge. This is yours, Chika. Very simple shit that sent me over the edge. Mimi,
I literally
do nini. Like, msame kubaba tu fala. Live. Mm-hmm. And you're like, bro, si tu jaribu kuficha, man. Si wazi, tukibaba wande mufala, tunaficha.
Tunaficha at least.
Did you even like her?
Yeah?
Did you like her?
Ah, I did.
Nice question.
Plenty.
Was she your friend?
Yeah. Friend, confidant, the whole 9 yards, yeah?
And how?
So,
why you have, ooh. No? Yeah, why you have friends?
Yeah.
You, he, her confidant?
Yeah. I can show you texts, my nigga. No, unless she's a liar.
So what, like, these are 9 year relationship.
No, it's like
a 9 year friendship.
1 year.
Relationship. Oh, 1 year, yeah. Dating. Mm. But 9 years knowing each other.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. So, me and Mochi are chilling. And it was something, when Jomi me, Nime decide. Let me just mind my business. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stay home, watch Netflix,
yeah.
Do money mathematics for all this shit you're seeing here. Because I was supposed to get the soundbar, the stand,
yeah.
Last month. But shit happened, adulting, so I didn't.
Yeah.
So, and Mimi, like, umai kwa namse, ni kana kufanya favor.
Kwa
being in a relationship, being with you. And I'm like, bro.
If you come taka.
Untaka chesa. Umuna chesa na mawazo.
Kiatu ni.
Zuko una chesa na mawazo na
kutu.
Yeah, zuko ya story ya Ruto imekuudhi ba.
So you end up on the for real?
Yeah. See, I love myself.
So you bat, you reckon?
I love myself.
Wendo kwa ska kwa uso bad, like, jari
yini. And remembrance, ni kama souvenir.
Na seti yiyo skater change things in Kenya.
Oh, shit.
So, me, I'm chilling here. So, like, the previous day, she was like, she's coming for jeans, Zake. Like, every chance she got, she'd, like, let me know this isn't permanent the way I think it is. She's gonna get.
Mm.
Like, she has her stuff over here, but every time she wants to come, pick something still. Now, see, Lati, you know, if you're sleeping over and you wake up and you're going to work, you have an outfit here, that's different. You wear and you go to work, you see. This is like, I'm going to work next week, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Let me come pick this outfit today. I'm like,
yeah.
Question mark.
Very sus.
Like any sus, I mean, ni swali tu.
Very fucking sus.
Usikasirike.
Siezi. Ah! Zemo. enter, enter and see what I have done to the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was in the wrong place.
That's it.
But what does it mean if I'm US deporter?
65
65
minutes. So you just close the door. Yeah. So in Baki, Doreen is coming. Yeah, we're in. The pod is in. Yeah, we handle Ukuna Sama. There's that. There's that booty call in out
type. Yeah. But
there is what to Mesamayo, this relationship is going in this direction.
Yeah.
In X time, we are going to be taking it to this level and this level. So by you bringing your clothes over to Shafika level to Lesamato, like if you are starting this thing at level A, to Mefika level F, where you now bring your clothes over.
Yeah.
So we've gone through A, B, C, D, E, now to F. Why? And why are we at F? Because to now progress to like Z. Yeah. Like we have like a picture, you know? So as long as this picture is nini na nini, you know, unajua where it's going.
Yeah.
So it does not make sense for you to become all shifty.
Shifty.
And then you know, like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
There's that. I get that. You know, Vihanda is her friend. So she's out here. Is she even your friend? Let me ask you. Is she your friend? I have evidence. Oh. Yeah? So, like, that was a fuckery she did. And Mimi, as in, I'm one guy. I hate people wasting my time. Yeah? Mimi, do?
In the video.
See, it's new stuff. Yeah. What are you telling me? This thing is new, but
off the board.
Hiki tu hata haijakunywa token moja huko. For y'all who are listening, Jemu is talking about my soundbar and my TV stand. But the house looks spacious now.
Yeah.
Because huko ni ile clutter huko kwa corners.
It's neat.
Yeah, it's neat. Now I just need to go and tidy up those cables. And under coffee. You know, me hate people wasting my time. And I think you know this. So, mukianza kuniambia ati, yo, I'll come for my clothes kesho, said outfit.
Yeah.
And then you don't come. You see, you fella, we're meeting kesho, and then I just don't turn up and I don't tell you why. Yeah. I don't call to come. Vihanda. Bitch, I'm supposed to meet this babe.
Yeah.
At you, at what time? Ilkwa jioni. She cancels at me.
What about me?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay. Okay. You cancelled on me when I fucking called. And then Seti anafanya kitu mimi. Unapika sapa so siwezi kama. Sasa nime invest feelings and time. I was so pissed.
Alafu unajua the first time nilikuja Fable nilibeba vumbi. Alafu nikapeleka sijua. Anyway,
no,
back to this.
I'll come fetch you next time.
At least you don't cancel.
So, no.
You sound like a youth problem,
man. Fuck that nonsense. It's just pure respect. Pure respect. So, Mim say,
yeah,
honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Mina Joy, you're coming for your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, waiting for you at least to tell me, unakuja sangapi. So I reach out to you in the morning and I'm like, hey, unakam sangapi. You boutique me. Yeah? So you're posting stories, statuses, etc. I ask like 3 times, you don't reply. And you know, she done this previously. And she answers, I text her in the morning and she's replying at like 7, telling me, don't even ask the text is up or say. I'm like, bitch, who do you take me for? Okay, Vihanda takes me for a fool as a default. But who do you take me for?
I mean,
And then, you know, you're not even like trying. You've been posting stories, bro. You're not. Vihanda, I will find an excuse for her.
It's a little bit, sounds like a problem.
Shut up. That's the same thing. So Mimi, I was supposed to like go to my house. Huh? I'm building a house in Kuivi Canal. It will resume. So I'm going to check progress. ETC, yeah. ETC.
I'm a conceived kid.
So I'm supposed to go check this thing. Yeah, yeah. Nini, 12:35. So mean I'm texting. She's not replying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my nigga. So almost immediately, same time, my mama four comes in, and she's like, gonna nini wash my clothes. Sasa the whole load. Huh? And I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna put her clothes up. You go fold them,
yeah.
Pack them, after the kitchen. So I tell her, yo, me, this story ako sidai anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't do the shit anymore. Don't feel respected, etc, etc. And now she's now texting me almost immediately. I'm like, nigga. And you know, it's not like a big deal. Me, I just needed someone to nambia too. Yo, this is when I can come for my planning. My yeah. plans also need to take place. But yeah, man.
Akibuja
65 inch.
Wow. So you're dating thieves.
umeleo your gravity of the situation.
Zindi
ukisuru pate space. Yeah, nianze kulilia jemo.
I think she would do that better this hour.
But like, okay, like for me, I feel like once I'm done like that, and also in Konoliza, if it's normal, to just like, I'm done. Because like, I didn't want her in my space anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want her like...
Yeah.
Because me, I was sharing my stuff with her, my space, my house, etc, yeah. my closet. Like, it was her house, her second house, basically. And I had allowed that.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that realization, I was like...
I
needed my closet back. Like, I just don't want you in here anymore.
I'm done.
Yeah. So
what do you suspect is like the shift of mentality with her? Like what
set a shift of mentality? For me, it's she just didn't wanna be in here anymore as well. And since she left the first time, she didn't wanna leave a second time. And okay, I was like texting between me and her, and I was like, yeah, me, I legit don't think you're gonna be in here because
yeah.
someone wants to be with you, acts like it.
Yeah.
Simple. Simple. Someone has to be with you. I was like, Jamu is looking at me here like, nigga, you know, you're not after pesa in government. Turn on our mama. Yeah.
Right.
So, this was like, what, last week? Came by, picked a shit. I was like, when someone's coming to pick their stuff, you're like, fuck, what am I saying? Will you open the door? Will you leave the gate? Nini? Bruh, she rang the bell. And I just paused the movie, opened the door, went got the bugs in Kazekapo, and Kafunga Mlango.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt. You know, behind her saying something to like, it can come umami mbele. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah.
We're going to feel like PSD or Shin Mifka, please, my boy can
certainly, my boy can, like, I've done everything I could do to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
Because in as much as you're in a relationship with someone, you can't keep it going alone.
Yeah.
It's a two-person
thing. Yeah.
So if you've been picking up the slack, picking up the scraps for a long time,
you get
tired. Mentally, emotionally, you're just like, yeah, peace, nigga.
Yeah.
And I like that if you care, because I've got like, okay, like this is going to go in the pod, but I've got a friend who, yake, it's like he just cheats openly, and he doesn't feel a thing. No guilt.
Maybe an agreement.
Yeah, that's you so know what I was coming to it. I was like,
okay, there's that, but
yeah,
no, your partner. Wow.
But he's cheating.
No, that's the what's cheating, bro? Like what the definition?
What's the name?
No, like sleeping with someone else doesn't mean you're cheating.
If they had the conversation, like we've opened the relationship, nobody knows if that's not cheating.
This is why I love you, Hannah. Shake my face.
As you cheating
is for the marriage.
That's a good one. Because, like, before we get married, like, a change story. Is that cheating? Game.
Do you want to explain to them why you say cheating?
I want to know.
But at a Biblia, hakuna courtship na sijui nini history yote ya before marriage. This is marriage. And alafu, the your concept ya ni adultery.
Yeah.
Iko based on marriage. Your concept ya cheating itoka from whatever adultering and adultering yeah. Yeah. Married people peke yake. So okay. You and yangu personally,
yeah.
Please see me where.
You may subscribe.
Now, me, that is
how I feel like cheating. And then,
something I can't.
For you, cheating yake is different. For you, cheating is different. Yeah. Cheating is different. Jimmy, me, Nikki, okay, maybe open relationship.
Yeah.
Nikki, kupata uki flats kwa text. Mm. Flatting. Doesn't matter. Definition of flatting now is different. So.
Yeah.
And then, Mr. Neo kama yoni ku cheat. Don't see. Don't come for me, but you're not coming flatting you could cheat. But kuna watu wengi sana watasema flatting you could cheat. Nige kupate ukiangalia DM
someone liking Instagram za madem.
Oh, yo,
that's
always,
like, just acknowledging someone is attractive.
Yes, exactly.
He's cheating.
Yeah. I love you're extreme, you're having sex with someone else.
I don't even think that is extreme. Like for me,
I want to hear like
for
what
me,
you guys
for me, like sex isn't extreme.
Yeah.
Cool, go fuck someone else.
Yeah, that's
maybe I'm not sufficient, maybe they can't enough etc.
Yeah.
But for me, if you intentionally, because you know like my love language is a quality time
mm-hmm.
and physical touch.
Yeah.
And you intentionally, mm-hmm. every chance you get, you slide from spending time with me. But no, you're spending time with Jimo.
You say,
hey man, nimetoka job, I'm so tired, I can't nini, you know, says he come over, I can't pass by and give you an hour, evil. Yeah. But, okay. Umetoka job, umetoka, but you're on a call with Jemo for 2 hours, or actually, ato kitoka ofisini, you just passed by Jemo's digs, and you are chilling with him, drinking for 2 hours. Alafu muna kuja kunyembe ati you're tired.
Yeah, you know, makes sense.
Now you see, that's the kind of fucker I was also going through in this relationship. Why I say picking up the scraps? Because there's no way you've been on your phone all day,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like your indicator, like homie, I'll know you on your phone
mm-hmm.
is when I see you. What Wilma posted a story 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll know you on your phone, you know. But me, I've texted you like 3 hours ago, and it's just something direct that I need an answer to. See, it's even a conversation starter, etc.
Yes or no?
I just need a yes or no. I need a time. And then you come and tell me, Gioni, at now is when I'm seeing your texts.
Mm. Yeah. Like how
so long? So yeah. No, for me, that's cheating.
I feel you.
That is fuck. And okay, it's not even cheating, it's emotional abuse.
Man, because I want to, because you know
what's gonna hurt me and you're using it.
Again, deliberately.
Deliberately.
You went before your parents,
the government.
Imagine, you involve our to watch it, and after you go and like someone else, post a story.
Well, it is usually petty though. Like,
yeah?
Your stuff, like, I don't know, me, I don't Instagram. Feel any way about people see liking you. Anything.
See.
But I think it's the conversation you've had with your partner. Like, what are our boundaries? Like, do you understand if you do this, it will hurt me? Then you gauge from there.
Sipendi hiyo ya rules.
Not rule, but like understanding boundaries.
Hiyo yote, kuna rules interset eventually.
For sure.
Alafu for sijui, humans ni weird. Wakiona rules, wanatafutanga way to break them. I don't
it's,
know why.
You see the way I told people, don't listen to this podcast. That is the highest played podcast on this podcast, episode 56.
Because people
have said to me. I said, I told people, do not listen to this podcast.
So, I think as a advice, if you get into your relationship with someone, usimwambie I don't want you to be looking at girls.
Yeah.
Labda taikuwa kwa kile yake, but sasa you mentioned itakuwa hapo. Sasa ile time atashai kukuhat, atajua ino utafanya ndio kukuhat. Nini ndio utakugonga like pepper itakuumiza zaidi. Okay, I don't know.
Now, I like what you've said there because, like, one of the things about me and, like, being in relationships is this whole idea of, like, I like a honest partner, right? Like, we can talk anything and be comfortable about it and not judge each other about anything, right? And human is to error. Like, a lot of things will happen. So, I want you to understand me in those events, in those situations.
Yeah.
And we mentioned something about usimwambie hasifanyi hivi. So me personally, I use that reverse psychology most of the time in relationships. I mean, I'm like, yo, if you like someone else and you want to like go out with them, you know, whatever, like you feel free to do it as long as we can talk about it later on. Like, is it good? Like, I'm finding about it from a third party.
Yeah.
And like most times than not,
you find
like they never do. No. They never do it. Like, they never go out. Like, they never do anything with anyone else. And they're, like, eager to tell me about it. Like, that, it happens like that. They're like, oh, I saw this guy, and like, he's kid. I'm like, yeah,
you know, that. It's a way.
Yeah, and then, like, they never really do anything about it. Like, they never go out. Like, they never pursue it intentionally. So.
Yeah. Hamilton is on it.
Oh, shit.
Mm. But, yeah, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, man, you're in, like, the second week of your breakup.
Do I really give a fuck?
And I like it.
No, see, okay, you know, okay, now you see, okay, but technically,
yeah,
it can't be my second week because I'd already checked out a long time ago.
So, when really did you break up?
When I checked out was, okay, I just met someone who is super hands free, like, yana spot problem, alafana kwambia, this is the solution.
Yeah.
Alafana kwache will implement. This isn't how you handle things.
Yeah.
It's how she handles things. But anakupatia solution yana taka will implement. Where will implement? And you don't know even how to start. And they don't want to help you. But they want to see results.
That's manipulative in a way.
They want to see results and they don't want to be a part of the work. Do you get how fucked up that is?
Yeah.
It's like you've seen in divorces, like before people divorce, the guy cheats and then he comes home and says, we can work on it when he cheated. He's at fault, yeah? And then now you subject your wife to therapy, we fix it. It's fucked up. You know, like, why am I going to fix something that
you started?
You know, why am I bearing the weight of this when it was your problem?
It's very interesting.
So you get.
So you start a problem.
Yeah.
But how would?
And then
how
here's
would,
the thing.
How would they, no,
here's the
asking,
thing.
But how
the problem
they
she spotted are not even like deal breakers. They're just the. This is not gonna be like she never wanted to be in the relationship in the first place. Like these V2 Zenye. If it was me and Jemo would just say your health, bro, brother. Una cheki. Edu miyaze man. Bonu na.
Like,
now you know, and we go from there. But she blows it up, and you know, like, okay, she also, like, very smart and cunning, plays the angle of trying to, like, she shows that she's understanding, listening to me, understanding me, but only to use it later on against me. Like, it's so fucking cliche. I'm like, bro, I've been through this so many times. And you know, because I've told her, and you know I've been through this plenty times.
Yeah.
And you're still putting me through shit I've been through already.
Yeah.
Trying to make it like new bullshit. Bro, I know this shit. And then when I bring it up, she gaslights me. And she's like, I'm like, bitch, my previous relationship ended because bulk of the nini. You know, since I hit Vihenda, knows almost all my exes.
Like, can I do it? Yes, I have to say that to that place.
Like, Vihenda finds me with some babe out there, she's like, this ain't your time, my guy. So, like, it ended because I was not opening up enough.
Yeah.
So, in here,
you're opening up.
Now I'm going, you're too emotional. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is going on?
Mbona mnafanyanga hivyo?
Aje?
Kwa relationship. Nakwambia, hey, shida yangu ni health. Urudishangi remote pale. Alafu, unaenda in a new relationship. Unarudisha yu remote hapo.
No! No!
Is it
no!
No! How is
no!
It
that's the
you?
Thing. That's the thing. I didn't bring what she was doing with Kuku.
Why?
So, like, I didn't bring it into the new relationship with her. You get? I didn't. It was like a proper clean slate.
He's putting in the work.
Yeah.
Like, I had
but
a question.
But you did invent.
No, yeah, exact from scratch.
Why?
And, no, like, okay, like, at the best length, it still has. Like, default. You see, the way me I relate with you is not how I relate with Ibu.
Yeah.
It's not how I relate with Jemo. Yeah, it's not how I relate with Wilma. Like, there's a baseline. And if you talk to Jemo, you'll be like, ah, this is hers. You know? But since me and you are intimate, there's things Jemo won't know because me and Jemo ain't intimate. And there's how I'll behave with you that...
Yeah.
Jim, I want to be around Jim already. So yeah, such shit. Wanna check? So see, I was bringing old tendencies into a new relationship, and there's this thing of making known where you stand. Incident involving Hamilton and Verstappen. Making it known where you stand. You know, like how you want things done for you, how you want to receive love, because that's like another very important thing. I can't love you the same way I love you, dick. And you can't love me the same way you are with someone else. It's got to change.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna change minus me like communicating how I want to. Yeah. Simple, same thing. So when I communicate, number nigga, you're too emotional. I need you to defend her, Wilma.
I'm with you.
Like, okay, good.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that question around. Like, but like, women have been shouting in our like ears the whole time about how they want like you to be more emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you get to be more emotional, it becomes a problem. That confuses me a lot.
So like, pick like, a what fucking do you want? Side. Unataka.
Like, no, what do you women, want? Like,
audition, you every
baseline.
Day, when you wake up, just know.
Women don't know what
women,
they want. Me, my sister, my baby sister, knows what
for
she
now,
wants.
Watch out.
At any given,
are like 99% of women don't know what they want.
Maybe your sister is at the
1%,
but 99%.
Like, they honestly tell me, like, I ask women this question, like, what do you want in a guy? They can tell me this answer right now, and then in a different setting, they'll tell me like a complete
lie. But the guy you find her with is totally left.
Yeah, it's like that's not the guy you
like. This is the guy you describe.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's not even a lie.
You can tell she has big brothers.
I swear. Yeah.
They go through it and they come. Vienna. What's wrong with women?
Vienna's way of thinking is left side, like me, like the other side. You know?
So, see, let me talk about it. I mean, I talk about emotional, I can't talk about vulnerable.
Casual, like a bitch.
Now, talk about pig, that's too kind of emotional.
I see. So, I can't
definite answer for that. It's a bit hard. So, I'm not talk.
I'm morph into whatever I feel like.
Exactly.
At the moment.
Yeah. But that whole, like, saying what you want in a relationship is pretty important.
Yeah.
And it's important to get that out of the way early doors. Usianze kuambia mse what you want 8 months into a relationship.
But things change.
Even if they change, yeah, you see, yeah, things change. But again, kumbuka the default. Like at the baseline, they need to know that this is how they treat you and engage with you. You know, imagine a relationship and you come and tell me, has Miss Monique shot you?
I mean, you're either change.
You're the baseline.
Yeah.
We date 8 years, we are married, we have kids. I just know Vienda does not like being shouted at.
Yeah.
And there's no way we'll get to 15 years in marriage and I start shouting at you, acting like it's normal. And you see, one thing is this like gaslighting.
Yeah.
I've been like, again, bro, toxic, but this bitch didn't gaslight me like this, man.
I know.
Yeah. So, bro, like, have you been gaslit? I do not step back and go like, what?
Yeah.
I'm the one who's just been... You mean me find... You're like, what the hell? And if you did this... Okay, Mimi, I believe in energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the energy you give me is the energy you give you.
Yeah. Right?
So, if you give me 50, I give you 50.
Yeah.
And you see why like the whole me picking up the slack got tiring for me like very fast.
Yeah.
It's because I was getting nothing in return. No energy, no help, no present. And I'm giving 100%. You did.
Yeah.
So if you give me 50, I give you 50. You give me 20, I give you 20. There's no you'll give me ugali and then me I give you biryani.
Yeah.
Period.
But this answers the question of why women check out before they actually end the relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not really they checked out. It's the realization point, in a point, ulichoka.
Yeah.
Like everything is sinking in you. You're so tired, you're like, but then what am I doing? Why am I doing 100%? Where is this other person?
Yeah.
So you stick around long enough to see if this person will try. Mm-hmm. You're like, you have kidogo hopes. But like,
it's the hope that kills
you. And then it's the pain that things are still the same. So you go for dates.
And, you know, it's the realization that it's not gonna change. You see that realization, like when
and
you get to a point where you know that.
Okay, move on to Lucy and Abadilika 100%. Oh, lahalua, Lucy hataki yo mabadilika.
Umeshuka jam, matatu kwa jam, alafu jam ikafunguka.
Yes.
You know the pain.
Going to another person.
That this person, like, this is them. Mm-hmm. And, like, you've done everything. Like, you want in there to change someone, but you're just making this environment conducive for them to at least be different for you.
Yeah.
Or at least meet you where you've met yourself. Mm-hmm. And they don't, and you realize that, yeah. There's nothing I can give more about. Mm-hmm. That's why, I think that's why I reached, and I was just like, like a autopilot. I
think you made the right decision then. Yeah. So the hard part is like staying.
Your chops are
Like you see people wanna pendoku kashifu the idea of like people going back to their
it's not bad, man.
Like the whole thing is just a learning process. Yeah. It's like you do it and then you realize you'll have a new realization.
Yeah.
And then you'll keep on having realizations.
Back to back. And then breaking your heart. Back to back.
I had multiple realizations, man, at some point. Like I knew a chick that we were friends for a really long time, and when we started dating, we had like this on and off for a really long time.
Mm.
And like with each on, like with each off, I guess with each on and off again, I realized something new that like pushed me away or made the thing clearer in my head. And probably is not the right decision. And then finally it was like easy to say. Yeah.
Nah, I don't and I say you've gone through it by the constant on and off.
Yeah.
But some of me have gone through it by
being on.
Yeah, I'm on all the time, but I get it. Naiona, na nanyamaza. It's just in memory. And then when it's time, like to know, like imefika mwisho, it all adds up.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. But hey, sijai gaslight you ever in a team.
In it's a Maisha.
Maisha, man. There you go.
Am I gaslight you, Adu? Bro, I remember one time like I was like,
enough is enough.
I was like, bro, you mean my baby?
Yeah.
You mean a punk wave? You mean a chairs wave? Hmm?
You just have to turn
on your Man. Umai, bro, my kitchen 20 minutes. Ujai, good. I hope you don't.
Wait, see, like, umai back the whole time.
Like, umai from a two spot moza 20 minutes. You're talking to one person.
Oh.
And you're like, bro,
this is not it.
It's just not it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, one thing usually, like, say, okay, like, it's actually my baby sister told me, like, it's easier. Like, the pain you feel after leaving someone is easier than the pain you feel by being with someone in another position.
True.
True. Your baby sister is wise.
My baby sister is 11 years old.
Oh, shit. Now she's like, baby. Like, small.
But you can see where her head is functioning.
That's like, that's
really tower. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. She's the last one. My sister's the last one. She has two big brothers. So she knows. So you'd rather go through the pain of leaving, walking away from a relationship. Uske uchungu na pigia jemo kilia jemo na kuambia tafuta pesa. You know.
You know how men like talk to you like Sazilo.
Wanyamaza champion to watch F1. Mbukuja turn to watch Champions League. You know.
Unaanza kufeel like kama.
Bande.
Kwani ni nini man?
Am I half a nigga?
Man like what the fuck? I should be like. Mata niache kusim TV. Bro. Unalia nini sasa?
Man. Kitu ndogo kai. You know.
Like having female friends is good.
It's so good. For me now it's like. You know Tina.
Yes,
I so for me it's Tina. Yeah. So Tina is coming as well. Mm-hmm. For me it's usually like Tina. And she's like have you ever seen someone who's like she's one of those people who are there for you if you fuck up.
Yeah.
If you don't fuck up. Like they just tell you, they let you know that where they stand. They're like, you should not be with this person. Mm-hmm. This is what you're not seeing. But they're like, you keep on being with this person. They don't say it directly.
Yeah.
But they want to make for the decision for you to leave this person. Mm-hmm. They want you to make it for yourself.
Oh,
that's Tina for me. And by the time you're making that decision for yourself, it sticks.
Because your relatives don't mind.
No, you know, here's the thing. Like, me and Tina, like, okay, rather for me, I didn't know Tina was my niece. My friend Tina was my niece last year.
Oh,
So and I've been me make of vibes na Tina.
Because I understand that.
Since like
2016. Me, see, I'm not perfect. But I had a friend before Pia nilikuwa namwambia, okay ni sawa, ume choose person X, umeamua kuwa na yeye. I don't have a problem, but I don't think you're meant to be.
Yeah.
Hey, niliachwa. Mimi na opinions.
Walikurudiana akakuita with the she's the witch.
Nikasema I know what it's okay.
Yeah.
But why does that happen?
I don't know.
Because it happened with my two best friends, like from uni and home. So they dated and then they broke up. So both of them are venting. So one night, you know, she was like, I need to find out the truth. I'm like, yeah, but not now. We've been drinking. Then it blew up. Now because I was with both of them, when they got back together, they were like, hey, baby.
She's the witch. Wilma is the reason we are struggling.
I know. Well, Papa, na fikiria, you know what's niko na ride or die.
You tell me something about your relationship. I'm like, what? Sometimes.
Peace, nigga.
Same. You know. Same. I'm like, why?
That's hard. Why? But must imagine you figure it out.
Yeah. Imagine.
Never again.
I didn't mean to. I was like,
I was the enemy. You know, they don't want us together. They but is me.
It's you, nigga.
Yeah.
You also have other friends. Yeah. Tukikutana ni story tu yenu all the time. I'm like, hey, set up my skills. Mimi napenda kwa spotlight. So every time tuko pamoja,
I'm like,
since kile chenye nilifanya this week.
Acha niulize, like, cause yeah, mungia from a perspective of yeah, ndio alikuwa like the third party with these two couples. Why, like, has any of you been in the situation where you are the couple and like we're gang against the third party?
I don't think we can because tumeshapitia your pain. Niko put through the same pain.
Yeah.
Like, it's so sad.
It's just not okay.
We were friends. Imagine, and you know, here's the thing.
You're not gonna lose one friend, you're gonna lose two of them.
And then unaniacha tu hivyo unaenda.
Like, yo, jadim. And then here's the thing. I've been in your life longer than this, babe.
No.
Tumekuwa primary school pamoja, bro.
Najua heartbreak, but hili ni uma. I was like, guy, nimeachwa juu ya mwanaume.
And then you look at like umeangalia situation, you're like, you're not getting anything out of this relationship apart from dick or pussy.
Yeah.
You're just getting laid.
And you can get laid anywhere.
Unakumbuka tukiongea single people get more sex than people in relationships.
It's true.
Single people get more sex.
That's
so this person in your life, mwenye anakustress, they're just giving pussy. Sex is trash. It's not that consistent.
It's not a lot.
Nearly you have to ask for, you have to throw hints for you to get sex.
You have to take on a date
to get sex.
About it than how, like ingineni random and like
bro, you know, unaambiwa edu, where are you?
Like,
pull up.
Like, okay, cool.
You know,
ting.
It's this, and you're like, and this is the person who's stressing me. And then you look at the pussy you're just getting on the road.
Trash,
you go over to her house, she's cooking for you. She's Ubering you over and back.
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of you. She's sending you gifts at the office.
Yeah.
Blood! And this pussy you've kept in the house, you can't even do dishes.
Can you work with me? Jungle lock me so you're not
gonna
get
No, like, I just like.
But I get.
Like, do you get, like, the people who cost you the most pain are the people giving you bare minimum?
Yeah.
True.
You know,
and I think it's a theme, like, in life as
well. Yeah. Even at the office, etc. Like, you see, if I'm dating Vihanda and I'm like, yo, if I break up with Vihanda, I'll struggle paying the water bill. I'll struggle paying Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'll struggle,
paying for shopping. It's only finances, move on to
like even other things. Like, even think about it, your folks, right? Your folks, like, probably, like, give you out of anyone in the world, like, the most love. But, like, even a simple hug, like, man, like, you always have one to hug, and, like, all these things, you know, like, you deny them the thing that they really want. Like, what they really want is, like, that love
care,
and attention.
Yeah.
For, as a reward for all these things that they do. So I think it's a theme as we grow older. It's like the people you will give the most love to will probably give you the
best. Yeah.
and like it is what it is.
And you're like, so bro, bad. Like bare minimum, like nigga.
Yeah.
You know, like one thing.
Bare minimum all your life. So
no, but now you see that's the thing. Achata kupenda. Someone who's just there. Like, I just know Wilma. But me and Wilma will link up on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's the time of our life. How do you have those friends? You don't talk for like months.
But
when you link up, when you start talking, it is proper vibes. Yeah. Such stuff. And you see, like, that's a different relationship. That's like friendship at the friendship level. Yeah. So you look at your life and you're like, again, coming back to like the whole thing, you'd rather go through the pain of leaving, breaking up with someone than the pain they constantly put you through.
Yeah.
Which, you can't consistently be present, but you can consistently cause me pain. Yeah. Like, where is...
It's the consistency. Appreciate the consistency.
Nah, fuck is nothing.
And what fucks them up the most is when you're starting to get happy with someone else. Like, you have this one friend.
Like, and you know, and you know, like this one.
Yeah, but that I swear to God, when catch an amount on a journal, it's...
Yeah.
You have the worst time of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doreen, I've told her to reach out to you in case she wants to reach me.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but now this is me exiting and you didn't expect it.
Yeah.
You can come with anything, gin.
Just not best or Gilby's.
Which is
anything other than best or Gilby's.
And send us something.
Yeah. Ongena jumo. Condoms.
Loop,
bro.
Loop. The more important liquor condoms.
Yeah. So you get, like, you see, when it gets to a point, and you know, there's no point in time where if you're in a relationship with someone, a partnership, a companionship, where you are supposed to start thinking that if he or she left, I can still do this shit on my own.
True.
Because it's a companionship. It's a relationship. Kumbuka, we've fikad point F. And we are working to point Z. So for us to go through A, B, C, D, E, F, we know where we want this thing to end. So hakuna, there's just no room for me to get to someone. I'm like, if I break up with this babe, I can still...
Life will
go on.
Without them.
Like, see ati mitanza queen car loans. See ati I'll start... You know, again, single niggas is getting sex more than people in relationships. So getting laid is not hard.
It's not hard, man.
When you start auditing what they bring to the table, and you know me, like, I'll never ask a babe, what do you bring to the table?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's so demeaning.
Yeah.
And it's something that just comes automatically. Like, I feel like if you're in this long term, you'll start picking up.
Like what?
You'll pull your way to the relationship. You'll be like, hey, let us sleep with your Wi-Fi. I'll sort Wi-Fi. You know, we're staying here, Nini, etc. Let's sleep a billion manji. I'll pay for. You see, it just comes. Instead of you like having to make it an interview, oh, what do you bring to the table? As if kuna KPI, you know. So when someone comes into your life and they don't even do that, it's like the basic courtesy. Catch just example like Osho Biombo. There's no way you'll chill the whole day at my house and you eat the order in etc. And then me in the evening I come back and I find dishes.
Wash the dishes.
And I'm washing. It's just mad. It's like you're dating Wilma. Me and Jemo come over. Oh no! Who's this?
Now.
Oh fuck, this one is done.
Oh shit.
Oh, Lance Stroll has crashed. Oh my days.
Aston Martin.
Oh my days. This one is done.
Yeah, like he may crash.
29 seconds left.
The guy has literally gone into the wall directly.
And they want to say this Formula One is scripted. Hey!
Oh, okay.
So, you see, Nini, in it was a. What was I saying? So, there's no way.
Yeah.
Like, it's just simple courtesy and respect. So there's no way, Ati, I'll audit my life and see if life without you is still okay. Like, I'll just wake up with a heavy heart here and there. All I need is like 3 days back to back of being super busy at work that I don't think about you, and I'm good to go after that.
Like after that, I'm not
ready. You see? So, yeah, man. Yeah.
the realization of I can live without
that you. Realization, it's so powerful, but yeah. Then again it really breaks your heart because you had put this person on such a pedestal in your life and you are looking to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, Manini, guess you need to, I'm getting emotional.
No, but I feel your pain.
You've been through it.
Some of the part where you had to return the clothes, like me.
That shit hurts.
So you don't be live by that rule.
Ah, I see. We have to bring back
my clothes. Why? Like, you are like a watch. Yaku kimbianga, right? And then like we let me break up man with napenangezima watches up Kimbia because they can like monitor your
heart rate, you see,
and
like your
steps and
yeah.
All these things. Mazenika we were like after my break up, please just return my watch, like that's all I
want. Man,
if you feel back Rudisha your watch, actually square Rudisha directly and repair to best I can come down Rudisha.
Yeah.
Let me believe if I give you something, it's no longer mine.
Mm. But okay, for me, here's the thing.
Unless we leave.
Yeah, okay. For me, there's just usually a sour patch. Like when I do 3,000 for you, and you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
But when I'm doing something for you, I don't expect it to be done in return, you know? But I just like that kidogo appreciation.
Expectations.
Set expectations. It's just courtesy.
Yeah.
It's just day-to-day interaction. You know, Mali, your expectation, your employer expecting you to say thank you for kukulipa salo. Fucking, that's your right. But,
thank you.
Z, fuck no.
And the only time I tell my employer thank you is working to pay a bonus. I'm like, oh, thanks.
I mean, I a bonus in Nibiko, like, this is what I deserve. You know, if I quest
that. Bonus.
I
never
talk to my employer. I don't think it's my email, and I don't make the shortest greetings attached is
but,
this.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, someone attached. That's one of the PFA.
If I'm attaching something,
please remember attached.
To be some boy.
It's too.
Thank you. And I go. So, good morning.
So hope you're well. How's the family?
Before internal stuff, I don't do it. But like for external people that I don't know, like at least I try and be.
I'm so grateful that like for my work, I never interact with external parties unless it's audits. Or unless it's my own personal
like never
psyche, I'll never interact like this. I know that there's someone who is supposed to deal with clients and it's like you're not gonna go through sleepless nights. Mimi
yeah
man, anyway, that's the lockdown. Do you know what I mean?
Nafila, how do you feel?
I but you know not, no, so for me too? For me my what? Like guilty. We look like guilty pleasure. Like what's that thing that gets you off?
You
like a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Like previously it was just sex, but now that I have money, it's spending money.
Dangerous. Nice one. Okay, I know.
I'll not go like swim uko down ko Titanic.
Yeah.
But you umma check your meme, if I won the lottery, you wouldn't know, but you'll see signs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Heavy on that.
Yes.
Jack attraction in to me a person kuzo.
It will go pay. What are you telling me?
And then there's a time we'll say Martin. I'm not sure, but I think it's you. Pesa iko. Ni wewe tu unafaa ku reach out na ku grab.
Wow.
Money is there. Like, just have to reach out.
You have to just have to go out and make it.
Yeah.
But money is there by now.
Just touch your hand and grab it.
So yeah, that's my coping mechanism.
I feel like he may call like almost therapeutic quack.
Like you know, like even when you ask Tina, like you know, I'll ask Wilma the same question I asked Tina. Mm-hmm. Is it normal for your partner to go a whole week without talking to you?
No, it's not.
No hi, no good morning, no good night.
How you been?
No, how you been?
Define partner.
Behind her. See you, Yako.
No, like I'm interested.
Not this person you're just fucking, okay?
Oh,
you know, and see, that's like, you know, when you say Ati, I was trying to bring all talents into our relation. No, that's like something I'd like fully take responsibility for. Because me, I was always sure that there's no day that will go by without me talking.
Yeah.
Like, be it good
but
morning.
And you know,
a busy baby. Huh? She's doing medicine, she's doing rounds, etc, etc. And she's got her hands in so many other jars.
Yeah.
She's proper busy. I'm not gonna try and downplay someone's hustle, etc.
Yeah.
But you just, bro, I'm busy. I work to. Jemu, I work 12 shifts. Jemu, you know how it is. Studio kunala job. Umetoka night shift, uliingia 7 p.m. on top 7 a.m. Unaenda kutoka 7 a.m. shida inatokea, you told, hey, extend till 2 p.m. Nimefika home, had a long ass day. I'm asleep, I'm being called, like, yo, wekuja. I try and lie and say, niko Western. They're like, fanyaje, just get on the next shuttle. Come, let her receipt, uta clean. And I have to. So, like, I'm equating, like, I have a proper busy life, proper busy schedule. I have meetings, I have projects, etc. And I have side gigs. Like, I'm actually in the process of, like, building my own company as well. You know, so, like, building your own company is hard work.
Yeah.
But I still find the time to say hi.
Yeah.
Or make a job. Like you know, you see what? Like, even the bare minimum she was giving wasn't bare even, minimum.
It was below the
back. Like, uko, lower, satan, lower. like, uko.
Like, low.
Umepita x-axis, uko in the negative.
Okay, mimi nasemanga, si lazima tuongee kila siku. But I feel like, ukipata mtu mwenye anakuzite, utamwongelesha.
I don't even think it's about excitement.
Right. Like, unachikini.
That's why you're trying to cook it. It's not about excitement. I just feel like,
no,
it's basic. Yeah. It's basic interaction. That if I'm dating you, Vihanda, I need to let you know that, hey, I got home safe. It's like, it's just like basic interactions. Mm-hmm. You get, like, it's just code. You know, walkie talkie talk when you're in the Western peke yako. So you'll get to Western and you'll call your mom and hey, you're really fika.
Eh, mama yangu atakwambia uko umefika kwa
Rudy.
Is it good? Umefika wapi sasa hivi mwanangu? Umekula.
You see.
Like, nasema if you see exact simple. Maybe I chose the wrong one, but yeah. if you like love someone, I should say me in quotes. I think utamwambia everything. Jimmy nikiamka then nijigonge kwa meza siku. I think utakwambia.
No, see, like that is quote unquote what got me used to. And you know, when like used to it, I was like, I became conscious of the fact that this is how humans interact.
It's true.
Like me na edu tunataka kucheza futa, ama tunataka kucheza PS, ama tunataka coach F1 at same Brazilian Rodizio. Like, and you'll be like, yo, my guy, mimi nimefika, nataka nishikishe blunt alafu nidu. You did. Like, it's just basic interaction. But you go a whole week without talking to your person.
Who are you talking to?
And you're okay.
Who is she talking to? Who are you talking to?
And here's the kicker. She expects you to also be okay with it. If you bring it up, she gaslights you on it. Calls you emotional.
Wait, because you are the one who reaches out all the other time.
All the fucking time.
Oh, yeah, it gets annoying.
And then when she reaches out, she's like, do you know this? This is the way people are like, I hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, see, sorry, boss.
Yeah, that's such a bad
point. Or I'm like, yo, Vihanda, come over if you want.
Wait.
Ooh.
Can I have something?
And then you're like,
if you want.
And you're like, bro, I like, and then you reach out to me and you're like, you can talk to me if you want.
Oh, okay.
Saizo, like, we can let text there too.
Mm-hmm.
I was the last one to text.
Yeah.
You go a week without texting me, and you're like, if you want to talk to me, you can talk to me.
So, Hez, I have a question. Huh? So now, in retrospect,
I need to make more money.
No, when you're looking back. When you look back to it, who was the lover and who was the beloved?
I don't understand.
You were the lover.
You were the lover.
The man
was the lover.
That's the truth. You were the lover.
What, like, elaborate for me.
In a relationship, there's always the person who always give out more. There's always the person who's reaching out for more. Always wants more. There's the person who's just always like,
it's not shallow.
Not always, but
It's always. Like, in all the situations I think 50. I've been in, like, mark the one situation. But, like, there's always, like, the lover and, like, and I've been on both sides. Yeah. Like, there's times I've been the lover.
Oh, yeah. I actually get it now. Because now you've been on both sides. I've also been on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't always karma. Be the lover. Man.
No, not karma. Karma is, like, you know, you both may believe karma. Come will just teach you the same lesson. How to party A for your class. Like, karma will teach you that you need to avoid emotionally distant women.
Yeah.
But you still go for emotionally distant. You know what karma is gonna do? It's gonna send emotionally distant women your way until you say, fuck this. Me, I want an emotionally present woman.
Yeah. Mm.
Karma is you going after these babes who will call you emotional. That is so sad. You know, who will call you emotional.
It's not me, it's karma.
It's karma. It's not you.
It's not me.
It's not you, it's karma.
So,
you just going through it as well.
The universe fucking you over.
Yeah.
Never
been me. Yeah. So,
for your next relationship, what I think Jimo was saying is you should be the beloved.
No. My next relationship, it's just being with a babe who's got her head on right.
Mm.
And, I need just need the babe to keep quiet here. Have you ever been a babe who has her own independence sorted?
Yeah,
she's got her own cash.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her own processes going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, she's on your side when you're saying, if she leaves me, I'm good. So yeah, like, if he leaves me, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Those babes are the most peaceful fucking babes you ever be with. But you could be the broke babe.
Not broke babes.
Me much a broke babe. Well, broke babes, me much a baba man.
Yeah.
But like, if I don't, what do I need you for?
Now you see, now.
This is a general question, not ready before.
It's like, yeah, it's true though. That's a good
now point. You see, why? Just sex.
If the chick has the man you're ready.
Yeah, what does she need? Like, you. Yeah, no, you see, no. You see, exactly.
Yeah,
I like that you are there now. You okay?
I'm okay.
At the point where you're like, what do you need me for? You already know. You just want your emotional needs taken care of. Because you know, you can't build companionship with your money.
Yes.
You can't fall in love with your company. You know that at the end of the day, I need to go home and decompress on someone. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I need to...
I don't think babes think like that. Like in that such a focus.
I have met babes who think and function like that.
Like I just need a man to be... Like I just need a man to be there for emotional support. Like I think girls have a lot of this other demand that comes along the way. Like I've been with a girl who has her shit together.
Mm-hmm.
But like in Afrika Mahali, like they just want more and you're not there, you're not like at that point yet.
Money,
the next level, like you're that playing at the same level at that point.
That is a different case.
You know, like
what we are talking about is, I get what you mean.
It's Afrika Mahali. I don't think I'll depend on someone. You fight for kiria kuhusu pesa za mtu mwingine na mama. Like pesa unafaa ku account for ni nyenzi kwa mfuko wako peke yake. Always, every time, you know.
Yeah.
So Afrika Mahali. Ukona everything you want. Like nikitaka kufanya anything I want, nitafanya.
If you want to travel, I'm
and
right,
then
go.
Unaamua, you know what to do? I can't build life alone. I want a partner. So unakuja unapatana na
Brian.
Brian nako vizuri, mami, I don't need anything. Nataka tu kuwa hapo for me. Sawa. Just be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, you need the one of the worst situations is that jeka as a babe. Jitafika mahali
as a babe or as a man?
As a babe.
Jemo.
Mi sijui ni ego, sijui ni nini. Inafika ngatu mahali, sawa, mtanda vizuri. But shafika mahali, atanda kuambia, oh, you know, najua uko na you're okay, lakini sijui ni itaji. Mi sijui mbona matukanga kuitaji.
Okay, mimi, I feel like that is just insecurity.
Men need, like, kuna purpose in life and, like, that purpose.
Men's one purpose is
over the long time if you're not the provider.
Even, mkenda kubai smoky. Sama, sime, etu minatame, sima, minataka smoky. Sawa. So I'm going to stand there smoking. And then you pull out your phone to pay with the person and kasirika. I'm like, sister, nifanye lini.
You are being a proper bottom barrel niggas.
I know. I don't have a problem buying myself A, B, and C. Because I want A, B, and C.
And actually...
So, to have a problem. Mimi nispoku Liza ati, please pay. Ama tukena mali tukule. And then umepotea. Ama unajidrag na mina toka kwenda. Nilipa ya rakataka ndo kirudi tutoke. Iyo ni issue.
Now, see, you know, for me, the inverse of that is, I don't know how you feel about this, but like, at the level of life where I'm at, I attract, like, the circles I'm in, rather, I interact with babes at my level, you know? Let me explain. You're my babe. Like, and you, what you can do is, you'll buy me socks. That's it. But here's Wilma, and Wilma is sending me flowers, chocolate, sending me a suit, sending me a watch to the office. And you can't match up to that. And Mimi, I'm like, yo, the level at which Wilma and I relate and function, we're like, geez. Like me, I'll do the same for Wilma in a heartbeat. And like, and you know, at home, I do the same for you. Like, I do more for you because we're intimate, you see. And like me, Nakombeyo, yo, there's this pedestal that you're on. In as much as I interact with Wilma like this and she interacts with me like this, there's like still, she cannot enter this box, Malimi Nimekuweka. You dig? And now, you still see that as a problem. I don't know if you've seen such ninis. And then now, you start stressing my life saying, yo, I need you to ditch Wilma. You're burning the suits Wilma got for me. No, like now you see, like it's the inverse of what you just said. Like, in as much as Mimi, no, why I say it's insecurity. Men, the whole providing emo, the providers, we wanna do this thing for you, etc. There's that. But now when we feel like you want to do it for yourself, in a question that, okay, me, I don't fucking give a fuck, because I know if you wanna pay, you pay. If I wanna pay, me, I pay. You know, simple. And I know, I always like I always know that, and I don't know if this is like a similar thing, like I'll not go out on a date with you when I'm broke.
That doesn't make sense.
Like you say, hey, has, if you handle the text message, say, has, let's meet at what, Copper Ivy, it's on me, etc. If I'm well, or if my pocket is good, me, I'll pull up. But if it's not good, I'll find a way to ditch this link.
Me, I'm too for broke, imagine.
And you know, like, by the way, like, if, like, unajua tukifika here level where we respect and know each other like that, me, I'll just say, yo, Vihanda, I'm not okay, nini. Can we do it next week?
Yeah.
When I'm. And you know, you'll still pay for the date, but
I'm okay.
You're feeling secure.
Yes. That's the word I was looking for. Secure.
Let me tell you guys something. With the babes, this next level shit, like you're in your 20s, we both, like, early 20s, I'm na pesa. And then this babe is like, okay, I feel like where we are at now, we need to do next level shit. The issue is priorities. Because girls growing up, it starts with a picture. Like, your mom sells you a picture of me. I wanted to be a housewife, so she was comfortable with that. No, I'm just saying, generally, you get
stories.
You know, like at the end of the day, as a babe, you have the ideal picture of what my relationship will look like. Mm-hmm. So the end game for some babes is, me, I want to be a housewife. Yeah. He pays for everything. May take care of the kids. You know, another babe is like, me, I want a partner. Emotionally, we need to be like the team, you know. And then also
against the world.
For this babe, she doesn't get that you can't provide this next level shit because that's the picture in her mind.
Yeah.
So you have to understand the babe you're dealing with. Because yeah, you started off great, the connection is amazing, you know, and then in Afrika Mahari ako like Mbonosi ni baye I watch and you're like because I had a friend who dated another friend and this babe was like, I think babe, we should be talking English only. And my friend is like, what the fuck? So this
nigga,
let me tell you, this babe is very corporate and like even when you see her, she's like always, you know, poised. So she has this image in her head, like we're going to be presidential in our way. You know, A team, we look good 24/7, we speak English, you know. Like she's the kind of babe who haizi pamuza meza side yako.
Oh, wow.
She'll be like, babe, take your plate to the kitchen. Or like, babe, nimepika, come and serve. So you see, that's her picture. She's like, we're independent, we look a certain way, we speak a certain way. So every babe has that end game. So kiona mtu ameanza kuchill akisema like, you know, like, I want a guy who will buy me a house.
You know, that
like
actually really makes sense. Like, have you ever felt like you're having to work super hard to live up to a version of
your mom?
What is it, your mom? The version someone has, like you, my babe, you've got a version in your head of you want me to be.
Yeah.
And I have to work super hard to
swear that.
Yeah,
Nanga, that's what it was.
Bro, see at Nanga your story.
No,
see
at Nami.
See at Nanga your story.
No, dudes have it because
you don't have a
standard. No, you see what you're talking about is when you meet a guy and you just know that this guy is still one, hung up over his ex, or two, you see the first love of his life.
Mm.
He's just going through babes looking for that first love of his life.
Mm.
That. But you're like, okay, you've met Hez, he works at a bank, he's at this level. And you've scrubbed ahead and you've looked and you're like, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is how Bank Life is, this director's ETC is. And you build a version that you want Hez to be.
Yeah.
But Hez just started this job. If he's to live up to this director version that you've got in your head of him, he's going to have to be at this job for like 8-10 years. Yeah? But you want it now.
Yeah.
So I'm angry here,
bro.
I feel like they look, because the minute you see a babe, you're like, this babe, I can fuck her. This babe, I can wife her. This babe, I can date her for some time. Also, there's, I want a babe who I'll marry, who'll stay home.
Mm.
And then the babe you find is a corporate babe. She's like, me, I want to go. Me, I want kids. You see, like, you've put the babe in a box, ultimately. So I guess everyone has it, but it's kind of different.
Yeah. But now, you jingaya could live up to someone's...
like standards and shit.
Not just standards, like...
Mm.
I'm like, yo, so you never really fell in love with me? For, like, you, I'm a jackpot nigga. Just because I'm doing computer science.
Yeah.
You fall in love with the director I might be in 10 years' time. Make it make sense.
An idea.
You've fallen in love with the idea of quote-unquote potential.
Mm.
Of what I'd be, you know, or like, sad. Very sad. And now you see what that does. The backlash to that is.
That is so sad because it can happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Watch here. The backlash of that is, I have to now, one, stop being myself, and two, work super hard to be this version of a man that I don't even know.
Yeah, even want to.
Maybe it's not.
Actually, yeah, or maybe even want to be like me. You know, yeah, very, very well put. Like, you know, there's niggas who settle. They're like, yo, me, I'm a developer. Your story can die.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm saying dev, just because an identifier is tech bro or a kokoyo bracket, you're like, you've seen this nigga who's making like 1.8 mic a month.
Yeah.
And that just can't be. It did. So it's nini.
I'm upset when I have to make sure.
When you seem smart. Because come on, Mimi, I don't think if I want your money eventually, sit in here now, you're akilia pesa.
Plus, if you're not bringing
in classes.
If you're not bringing the if you're not bringing anything to the proverbial table, I feel like the least you should bring is peace.
Yeah.
Bruv, just bring peace to the table. And you know me, I've been in situations.
I'm just be present.
Yeah, I've been in situations where I've been with a babe who's peaceful, and like it was like smooth. And you're like, it's easier for you to open up. It's easier for you to talk. It's easier for you to express yourself. It's easier for you to ask for stuff, help, ask for help, which is really important. It's very easy.
Mm.
Compared to this very loud radios of women, Vihanna, you're a radio, but not a bad radio.
Thank you.
You know, like you're just loud. Compared to these babes who just stress your life.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yo, like so much like you're in a finger, but you start asking yourself, if I break up with Wilma, what will I lack?
Yeah.
What will you mean? You're missing out on the daily pussy in fabs.
You're actually missing out right now.
Yeah.
Where you work and things you are.